I think I'm gonna ask one more question just to end with, and this is so fascinating. Thank you guys, I'm learning so much. It's that last question. I know the writer is not necessarily supposed to be like a thought leader or a visionary, but at the same time, you know, when we imagine other possibilities of being together, living together, and creating and producing different kinds of space, right, in Hong Kong or in any city, what kinds, if you wanted to say something through that anthology, like what kind of alternate vision of Hong Kong would you propose? I mean, like, what, I mean, not utopia necessarily, right, like a no place, but a kind of like a grounded in the reality of Hong Kong at the moment, but thinking of the richness of a possible future, like, you know, aside from being like sad and pessimistic about stuff, like, is there one that, you know, you would, there's that hope that you have? And she was like,
no. I don't know. Hope about the future.
Or an alternate vision that, you know, gives
actually
you...
this is what we started out like to imagine a future of Hong Kong. But we failed at doing that. We ended up talking about what's happening now. So but if you want to talk about any kind of hope, maybe in the character and the story, because like you said, the story is not really finished, it's a short story, it could have been expanded. So I think the realization of the character, the central character, that in what kind of situation he's trapped in, I think that epiphany, it's kind of a hint of maybe a hope, maybe, because we don't know what the decision the character is going to make. I just think that Hong Kong is so chaotic, and there's like any kind of possibilities, you know, or variables. So I think that kind of variables is maybe our hope, because we can never predict what's going to happen. On the other hand, technology is saying that this is our future, you know, there's just one singular, you know, possibility. But no, there should be like a variety of things that can happen.
But to me, I think quite a lot about trust not these days, and also about the stories too, the trust between people. How from one person to a collective, I think the trust is the crew there. But in Hong Kong, very interesting, but from the history or from the story from the elderly, their community are just a very ad hoc and organic, and they will dismiss suddenly and then become together and suddenly. That kind of organic and that kind of, I don't know, issue based or I don't know, they're making and they disappear is so interesting to me and not planned. And that kind of freedom and that kind of actually is kind of trust. So we not kind of a bonding, not that kind of wow sisterhood or that kind of wow kind of alive or dead bonding, it's not that way. Kind of very here and there, easy, that kind of easy collective. I'm very interested in that kind of, and I think that is Hong Kong.
Yeah, like improvisation, spontaneity.
Not necessary, right? To be that kind of life or death things.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just, okay, I let you go and then I welcome you come here. And that kind of makes sense, more makes sense in Hong Kong to me. And I'm thinking about this, because the elderly always talking something like that. They hate each other, actually.
What?
They sometimes hate each other.
The character.
Because they're so strong character, they hate each other all the time. But they know how to mix together and mingle it together to do something. And then, okay, finish that thing, and then... But that is very useful as a kind of living style or as kind of a strategy in their everyday life. And very fascinating to me.